News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday as hour number two kicks off of Fond du Lac Today here this morning. And, of course, hour number two on Friday is devoted to chatting with members of our local law enforcement. We call it Behind the Badge. We do a segment with the city police. We do a segment with the county sheriff's office. And we kick off hour number two, as always, with our friends at the city police department and Officer Steve Olson joining us on the phone lines here this morning. Steve, happy Friday. How are you today?
Happy Friday to you, Spencer. I am well. I enjoyed some of the warming weather trends we've had.
So absolutely.
Keep it up.
Yeah, it was brutally cold for Sturgeon Spirit opening last week. We had some snow on Saturday. Sunday was just, you know, I think the high was like one, which I think I said on the show last week or maybe the week before, more power to the folks that are out doing things in that cold of weather, because I could not stand it, for sure.
I assume you did not get your sturgeon?
I did not. I don't have a tag, first of all. I would be sitting in the shanty trying to keep warm and not really wanting to lug the fish onto my car and things like that. So I will leave that to the professionals. That is my thing.
I was one of the individuals that attempted to work in their garage this past weekend, and doing, of all things in this weather, insulating my garage. And I made it out there for, I think I was able to put two rolls of insulation up, at which time I could no longer feel my fingers and said, you know what, there will be warmer weather coming. So to be continued this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, 20 tomorrow, 30 Sunday, and then I saw like a 38 next Tuesday, so that's like almost spring when you consider it.
Get the shorts and flip-flops out.
Yeah. I talked to someone the other day. They said they're going to fire up the grill, and hey, why not, you know?
Oh, that sounds good. But you can grill all year.
Yes.
I mean, you really should, too, just because it's cold out. I mean, that's the best times to do it, I think. So
yeah, you can melt some snow and keep yourself warm, and yeah, why not?
You got it. All right. Well, hey, before we dive back in, this week is our third and probably final, we'll call it our little three-part series on personal safety tips. I think we'll switch gears next week. But before we dive in, ironically, I got a phone call this past week from a Fond du Lac resident who just wanted to share with me a quick story of an incident where her father, who lives here in Fond du Lac, received a telephone call from an attorney. Mm. And this attorney requested this gentleman to wire him $10,000 to get the gentleman's son out of jail. The gentleman that this happened to was believing it was true. He did have a son, and thought something must have happened, and therefore son was in jail. But thankfully, before he sent any money, he called his daughter, who is the one that called me, and just quickly told her about it, at which time she actually called me to ask if her brother was actually in jail. And we were right away I was like, no, this is a scam. But it turned out it was a scam, and you know, he wasn't out any money. But this is a minor take on that grandparent scam, where they will call and pretend to be a grandson or daughter. In this case, this individual knew enough potentially that the person had a son, or just took a guess that they may have a son, to just kind of put a spin on it so that, he would maybe get duped into this. So just, be aware. Things, they happen every day, unfortunately. And,
right.
So, all right, onward and upward. Last week, we talked about the importance of locking your second floor windows and doors, keeping ladders out of sight. We talked about investing in a security bar for your sliding patio door. We talked a little bit about how to secure your garage door, your overhead garage door, and then, of course, updating that garage code through at different times of the year.
Right.
And fencing in your pool, and then we ended with creating a strong room or a safe room in your house in the case of an emergency. This week, the first one, Spence, we're going to talk about is creating a crisis package.
Okay.
You know, like, let's say there's you experience a serious medical emergency, or, God forbid, someone in your family goes missing. The level of stress you will be experiencing, you know, probably as much as ever, and you probably, in an emotional crisis, are not going to remember critical information that law enforcement, doctors, whatnot, emergency responders need. So we strongly recommend everybody create a crisis package so that in that event, you can go to your file or wherever you keep it, and you have things in the packet like a recent photograph of your family members, you know, fingerprints of, you know, everyone, especially kids. Certainly all emergency contact information, allergies, doctors, all that good stuff. Even a photocopy of passports, or any other pertinent information on, you know, medical conditions, allergies, things like that. List of all medications. If you really want to, get involved, you can put a DNA sample in there with just, you know, a Band-Aid that has some dried blood on it. Works great for a DNA sample. Just, you know, like one of those things that isn't always great to think about, but in a crisis can definitely, you know, help out. We have, I'm sure Officer Foster had talked about it more than once, but we do have the ability at the police department to fingerprint children and provide parents free of charge a tiny DVD, we'll call it, that has all of that information that I just talked about, fingerprints, you know, photographs, all medical information, whatever information a parent wants on there, to be made for each of their children. And like I said, it's free of charge. We ask that you know, those times are scheduled, and we can certainly provide that for you. But anyone can do this on their own, also. So think about creating a crisis package.
Yeah.
The next one is this one. I remember when I was a young lad, and I think it was Officer Friendly that came to Pyre School when I was in third or fourth grade, and he talked to us about creating a secret family code phrase.
Okay.
Did you have one of those when you were younger?
No, I don't think we did. But it makes sense. Obviously, you know, tell us more about it, and we'll talk a little bit about it.
So what you do is you create a secret sentence or phrase. It might be something as simple as, how's Aunt Jen feeling? Or, you know, you name it, you can come up with it. Hey, the dad's car's broke down again. Whatever it is, you keep it to yourselves and your family, and that phrase is used for things like, let's say a crisis came up, and your mom or dad, Spencer, that picks you up from school every day and has told you your whole life to never go with strangers, they will always pick you up. Something comes up, and they're unable to get you. So they send a trusted friend who you don't know to pick you up. And that person says to you, or your child says, and the better way to do it, the child says, what's our secret phrase? And if they don't know it, that's a tip for the child that this is not a safe person to go with.
Got it.
You can also use it, and I did use this when I was a teenager once. I found myself at a party that I thought everything was legit. I knew the people, I knew the friends, and everything was great until some things started happening that I wasn't comfortable with. I needed to get out of there. Didn't want to maybe draw attention to me that I wasn't, you know, cool anymore. So I made a quick phone call home, told my stepdad at the time I needed to get out of there. He called the house, and he made up, you know, a phrase similar that there was an emergency. Right. And when I heard that, I knew that meant he was coming to get me. I got out of there. Life was good. So you can use it in a couple different ways, but it can, you know, hopefully you never have to use it.
Right.
But one of those things, obviously, to think about.
So that's a good strategy. And you just said what I was about to say. That's something that maybe if you have teenagers in your home, obviously they're hanging out with you know, their friends in a normal non-COVID year, obviously. And maybe there's some, you know, sort of talk you have and say, hey, if you
you ever get in a situation where, you know, you're in a bad spot, like you just described, Steve, and you call, you say this phrase, "I'll come over, no questions asked," or something similar, where they call the house. That's a good kind of relationship builder for father, son, father, daughter, whatever it may be. Yeah.
And I think about it for seniors too, where, mm-hmm. you know, these phrases just don't apply to, you know, the traditional family unit. You know, for seniors, grandmas and grandpas that are living alone, or, you know, hopefully, you know, they're still married and but there's no kids in the house anymore. If someone were to come into their home and maybe is holding them against their will, if they're able to get to a phone, they're obviously not going to probably say on the phone what's going on, right? But if they were to then give out this phrase, again, something simple, "Did you get the gift I sent you for your birthday?" that tells the other person on the phone, "There is a problem and I need to get over there or send help." So, again, a lot of uses for a code phrase and beneficial, but we hope you don't need them. So, let's see, where should we go? I guess so many good ones. How about, we got time for one more, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. Let's talk about approaching your parked car in a parking lot. Especially during, you know, hours of darkness. So we always say always park your car if you can under lights, you know, in a parking lot if possible. Someone who's up to no good, they're not going to, for the most part, hang around a car that is in a well-lit area. You know, as you're walking to your car, you know, be vigilant. Be keep your head on a swivel. Be aware of your surroundings. I always tell my wife to keep your keys in your hand. You don't want to be digging for your keys in your purse or your pocket or whatever when you get to your car. You want to already have the key or the key fob. Now, I don't even know if we put keys in locks anymore. Do I do. I've got kind of an old school car, but keep the key fob in your hand so you can, you know, you can unlock it just as you get to the car. So you're taking away an opportunity. Another nice thing about key fobs now, if you get to your car and you have that fob in your hand and someone approaches you, makes you nervous or whatever, they all have buttons on them to hit the car horn. Mm-hmm. And you can hit the alarm, keep beeping the horn, you know, just draw some attention to yourself. The other thing keys do in your hands is they can be makeshift weapons to, if you need to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. So just another, I think, good tip to think about.
Right. Yeah. I have a fob myself. My cars, up until I bought the car I have now, were all you know, stick the key in the door, old school. But every car I've had now is just you know, the press the button and you're in. So what a time to be alive, right?
Oh my! It's a far cry from my 1963 Volkswagen Bug.
That's true. Or
no power anything.
My 86 car that my parents gave me as my first car in high school. Yeah, it's a far cry from then to now, for sure. So,
hey, before we, I know we're out of time, but real quick, one thing I want to ask all the listeners, if there is something that you would like me and Spencer, I don't think I said that right, but anyways, if you'd like the two of us to talk about on Behind the Badge, please reach out. You can email me at solson@fdl.wi.gov, and I'd be happy to talk about it.
Very good. Steve, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
You too. See ya.